What's happening? It's your boy 9/11 and you're tuned in to ABG Podcast. As always, man, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. So today, I'm honored to have a very special guest. Y'all know I like to, give my guest credentials. So we have former professional basketball player. We have health and fitness trainer. We have brand creator and founder of the Empowered Your Beast brand, sports apparel. And now, newly added to the resume, we have football trainer, lady football team trainer. So as you can see, it's an extensive resume. So we got a lot to get into with this. So being that we just, and then class of 97 too. Shout out class of 97, War Horse Pride. But shout out, what's up, Melchika?
Welcome to the show. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Honored to be here as well.
Man, first off, like I just ran down your list of things that you do, so I know you're a very busy woman, so I do thank you for taking the time to sit down and talk to your old classmate.
Of course.
I really appreciate that.
Of course.
Now, so I'm going to go with kind of the newest, the freshest thing, because I know you kind of talked about that and you were kind of doing the football thing, since that's what's fresh right now. How did that come about? Because that's one I didn't see coming, the football mission.
I didn't either.
Okay, I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't either. So I had Ayanna Slaughter reached out to me and asked me if I would be interested in doing the strength and conditioning. That went right over my head. I did not see that coming at all, but I jumped on it and I was like, okay, this is my background. This is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Why not? There was three other people that reached out to me from the organization and we made it official. They gave me a little tryout to see if I knew what I was talking about and they loved what I brought to the team and they kept me around.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So did you have any love for the game, or was this something that when they just presented the opportunity you was like, you know what, I'm an athlete, this is something new? Was it one of them type things, or did you really kind of look at football and be like, that's something I could do?
No, it was one of those type things. Football for me is watching it, watching it on TV, and then it's professional, and so being that was brought to me, I was like, okay, this is different, it's women's football, why not, let me see what this is about.
Gotcha.
And dude, they hit.
Yeah.
They hit.
So this full contact tackle,
this is
right?
Full contact tackle. Helmet. The helmet weighs 20 pounds by itself. It's very exciting. Very exciting. We're 3-1 right now.
Okay.
We're off this weekend, and our last home game is June 19th.
Okay, catch. Yeah. Okay, so now that we kind of covered that, let's get to more of your wheelhouse. Okay. So, like as I stated, you're a former professional basketball player. So, where did the love for basketball come from? Was that something that you had early on, or was that something like as you kind of went on through the years and was like, hold up, man, I think I'm a little taller than everybody. I can make this thing work.
Well, basketball for me started late. Normally you start, really young, you start learning. I didn't start playing until junior high. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, when I tried out, it was a Tioga Junior High, and I had no clue about trying out. I had a dress on that day at school and some sandals. And the coach, Lori Friday, got me to try out.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. I think I made the team because of my height.
Yeah.
And so I picked up the game. I picked it up from there, and it stuck with me. My mom wanted me to play basketball.
Gotcha.
My father wanted me to be a model. Hey. But being that when I'm with my mom won.
I see. And it looks like it was the right choice.
Yeah.
Like they always say, mothers knows best.
Yeah.
So did you see basketball being, like you said, you kind of took it up as just a challenge thing at first, or a hobby? Did you see it taking you to the heights that it took you, and from the point that you went on to high schools? I know some of that background because I was around, for that stage of your career before we kind of split ways, college, doing your thing. But did you think it'll take you to the levels that it took you?
Of course not. Basketball, of course, starting off is, something to do, something to get by, something so you're not getting in trouble, your after school activities or whatever. And as I learned and progressed and got better at it, of course, why not let this get me through college? So stuck with it, learned the game, and I was able to go to college with it. And then after that, was able to travel overseas and play, which was pretty, pretty amazing.
I'm glad you brought up the overseas part, because that was the part just looking. And like I said, we kind of, split ways. As you leave high school, but you always hear about certain people in the class that just, standouts, and you just kind of keep, okay, that's what's going on. I always was curious because I know for me, from the military aspect, it was like a culture shock going to the military, because, here is kind of still segregated in our time.
Right.
We're from Alexandria, Louisiana, by the way. But how was that culture shock going from like different countries that you don't speak the native tongue? Like, how was that? Does the team kind of give you interpreters, or how do you navigate through that?
So it's very different. You have to have thick skin to be able to leave your family and leave the country. My first country was Poland. Wow. And I said, if I could play there, I could play anywhere.
Yeah.
Poland, their second language is not English. Mm-hmm. You do have to have a translator on the team. It's tough. It's just like the movie Love and Basketball. Just like it.
Gotcha.
You have to have them with you going through town, you know, to do everything. Poland was my first country. Mm-hmm. I did well there. Then I went to Greece, Spain, Lebanon. I played a tournament in Dubai and Turkey.
Wow. So you truly globe-trotting for real.
Yep. Came home. I finished in Spain. Came home in 07. And then that's when I had another car accident that pretty much ended my career. Drunk driver, ran the light, took me out. And so I think I could have continued, but if I would have, just running up and down the court, my knees would swell.
Gotcha.
So I pretty much had to give it up at that point.
So, like you said, that was like a wreck, but didn't at one point you had another like injury or something
That one was Louisiana Tech. That's that was college, 1998 is when that one happened, and unfortunately that deterred me from going. I hate to put it like that, but it was like I took the scenic route versus going WNBA route.
Gotcha.
I went the scenic route and played overseas. Nothing against that. It still gave me the opportunity to travel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one was pretty bad. I had to learn to walk all over again with that one. My pelvic bone broke in 8 different places. Was told I could not bear children. So it's been a long road. Was told I would never walk.
Yeah.
You know? And so here it is. I was able to recover from all of that and then got the opportunity to go overseas. So.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's major. Because right now, you know, we have a lot going on. As you see with, what's her name? Naomi Osaki.
Yes.
With the tennis player with the mental health like that. So when you go through catastrophic injuries like that, and hers is nothing in, you know, relation to an injury or anything, it's just the mental aspect is what I'm talking about. Do you ever get in a place where you feel like, okay, am I doing enough? Will I get back? Like you said, you were given a diagnosis of, oh, you won't walk again. So do you feel like at some point it was defeating you, or did you at all times just stay positive and just keep pushing?
No, it did defeat me. Did defeat me. I was in a big depression state for a few years. Mm-hmm. It was pretty bad. Because it was taken from me. This wasn't by choice. Driver decided to do something stupid.
No fault of your own.
Right. It was taken from me. Mm-hmm. So to recover from that and knowing that's how I made my living, you know? So now I have to come home and do the 9-to-5. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
but to
yeah.
go from doing something you love to something now you have to accept
is
very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But you recover. It took time. It took time. It took prayer. It took my parents, you know, being there, family and friends to support. And it took a minute.
Yeah.
But then that's what caused me to put the weight on. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people tell me, oh, you wasn't that big. You know your body.
Yeah.
You know, and so I know I put the weight on. Correct. You know, and I knew I put the weight on.
Yeah.
And so when that happened, I had to get out of this funk. And so I started doing these challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever you do a challenge, you have to show everything that you did. And so that held me accountable. Mm-hmm. And I just never looked back.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So now, you know how to transition. I got to do a sit here.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I got you.
Yeah. So, okay. You're thinking about the challenges. Fast forward to the physical fitness part of Male Chic, this phase of your life, because I've been seeing, you know, I follow you on IG and your social media platforms, and I see the training and the work you do, you put in with different clients, and so what made you take that turn? Was that something that you loved? Or?
Personal training was not on my radar at all.
Okay.
Not on my radar at all. I love
the gym. So you get called to do a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I see. You get called.
And it's something, I guess I'm just, you don't know your calling, because I didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
This particular gym, Cajun Fitness, it was down the street at the time from the job that I was working at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go for lunch.
Gotcha.
I would go every day for lunch. Mm-hmm. And so working out for me, I didn't feel like it was I don't know, I just made it a habit.
Yeah.
You know, I love seeing the progress that my body goes through.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, you know, you keep going. And so the manager there, she would ask me from time to time, Mel, why aren't you a trainer? And I'm like, man, I didn't think about it. This is for me. I like doing this for me. Mm-hmm. And so she stayed on me about it, and they offered a little class that I could take, do online, and I went with it. And mm-hmm. so, you know, starting off is tough being a personal trainer, because you have to, they have to see you. You have to look the part.
Look the part.
Mm-hmm. That's why I work out the way I do. You know, if I'm going to come to you and, you know, offer my services, mm-hmm. I have to look like I know what I'm talking about. Exactly. Even if I don't, if I look like it, you still might trust
Give
me.
Give me some goals to look for. Yeah.
You still might trust me.
I feel you.
And so once I passed the course and, you know, did what I needed to do, I jumped on it. On it and started pushing myself out there, and it's been pretty awesome.
Like I said, I follow you. How do you balance the time? Exactly. I see you working out. Class. Then I'm like, hold on. Where's the me time in the mail? Where's the me?
So, my friend, I am tired.
I can imagine.
My father always told me, you sleep when you're dead.
Mm. Mm.
And that has stuck with me.
Listening at home, work ethic.
You sleep when you're dead. When it's something that you want, when it's mm-hmm. a passion, when it's something you love, you're going to get up. You're going to do it. And so that's what I stick with. I do get tired. I do mm-hmm. fuss. I do complain. But at the same time, this is what I ask. This is what I pray for.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, I wanted to be a trainer. Once I figured out everything, I wanted to have a small business. You know, that's what I prayed for. And mm-hmm. so now that it's happening for me, I got to accept everything that's coming with it.
Look, everything don't work out, I swear you can be a co-host. There you go again. You gave me the perfect transition. I was going to ask you next. Your baby, your pit, your brand. Mm-hmm. Like you say, you prayed for it. You wanted mm-hmm. to be a business owner. Because I see, like I said, all the other stuff, but I know you're pumping out orders. I'm getting them. So I know you're pumping out orders. You're creating too. So how is that being a clothing apparel owner, ambassador,
so let me
creator.
Tell you how that started. So,
because now that's pretty cool having your own clothing line. That's what's up.
The way that it has taken off has been amazing. The feedback, the support that I have received,
and
is
it's
nothing,
quality stuff, y'all. I'm
nothing
telling.
But amazing. So when I started this, it was all about a water bottle.
Yeah.
There was a challenge that I did, and the girl had this awesome water bottle. Mm-hmm. It had her brand on the side. It was just neat. Had a little mm-hmm. key hook at the top for you to carry it.
Gotcha.
And I was like, okay. I said, man, you know, I started brainstorming, coming up with something, and mm-hmm. I wanted to recreate that water bottle. Because mm-hmm. people kept asking me where I got it from, mm-hmm. but she had some issues, some things that happened, and so I couldn't direct them.
Gotcha.
And I was like, man, I can recreate this and, you know, go with that. However, when you do something like that, they want you to buy in bulk. Oh. I was afraid to take that chance. I didn't want 500 water bottles uh-huh. sitting in
hey, I ain't trying to take house. No L with this. For real.
So I was afraid
like yeah. I
to jump on that. I was like, man, 500? Yeah. What am I doing with 500?
Can't stop with 50.
And so, good friend of mine, right here in Alexandria, we call him Tookie. What's the guy's name? Tyrese McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, Mel, why don't you put it on a shirt? And I was like, you know what? I hadn't even thought of that. I was so hooked on the water bottle trying to do that. I said, okay. And so Leroy and I, my fiance, we sat there, we brainstormed, and I came up with my logo, played with different images. And mm-hmm. so I took the dumbbell, took the top off of it and put a crown, replaced it with a crown. Mm-hmm. And just Empower Your Beast came from empowerment itself.
Man,
I took that word, you know, it means strength to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that word, took the E off of it, and mm-hmm. just made it my own.
Man, that's a dope logo too. I like the logo, the whole meaning, everything behind it. Like I really always wanted to really congratulate you on that and just say we proud of you, man.
Thank
for what
you're
doing with that. That's like major, because I see a lot of people now that it's spread, and like I say, that's how you know it's quality stuff, because you're starting to see it's not just support. People not only gonna support for so long.
Correct.
If the product is not there.
Correct.
So that lets you know your product is up to par.
Especially my hometown. You don't understand my peers.
People don't understand. Like, man, people always talk about huge. If you can make it in New York, you can make it in. No.
Mm-mm,
if
right
you
here.
Can make it in Alexandria, Louisiana, I promise you, you everything you think you are.
Yes.
If you make our hometown buy into it, if they know you and they buy into your product, you have a hell of a product. Let me assure you of
that. Yes. And now that I have the platform, I do want to thank my hometown, because without you guys, I would not be where I am. You have no idea. It started in Lafayette. I mean, that's where I live. But Alexandria, that's where I was born and raised. And the support that I have received from here has been nothing.
Been amazing.
Nothing but amazing.
I've been seeing y'all, too. A lot of us, like you said, we're from a small town where kind of everybody know everybody. So I see the posts and the supports coming through. And, hey, man, I love to see that. I'm one
I try to repost them all.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting to the point now where you can't keep up. So but that's a good thing. You want to be where you can't even keep up with the order. So that's what we want to do, to keep continuing to support you with that. So with that being said, what do you have like for future endeavors? What do you see for the brand expanding, or what else do you see coming out of
that
power
brand? I guess that's my only downfall. That's where I'm at now. So I've gotten the local support, the support of my peers, reached out, you know, through social media. So my downfall is, how do you reach outside of social media? That's where I am. That's what my focus on. You know, I have aunts and uncles that are on social media, and they don't know anything about what I'm doing. You know, they don't have the cell phones with the, you know, to send pictures. So how do I reach out outside of social media without spending thousands of dollars, you know, trying to
reach the masses?
Yeah.
With your product. And I'm going to tell you.
So that's
just one of the small things I can give you as feedback. I know, just from, like, for one, word of mouth with people wearing your brand and wearing your logo, and wearing, and then, like I say, it's good stuff, like you see the shirt you got on, but it hadn't been a time with like the crossword puzzle, or it was a couple of the tank that you were, I go to the gym, but every time I get asked about, hey, what is that, what is, so it's one of those brands that if enough eyes are put on it, that I think will just boom, and it'll be like, hey, classmate, I need some help. Like, I need a life jacket. Like, I can't keep up no more. Because it's just that good. And I think the more people put hands on it and see it and touch, like, hey, it's going to do its thing. Because I think it's one of those type of products that speaks for itself. So before we wrap up, though, just give people your handle. Let people know where they can keep up with you. If they want to know more about the Empowered brand, let them know where they can keep up with you.
Sure. So all my social media is Empower Your Beast. The website is empoweryourbeast.com. I have everything from tank tops to t-shirts, tights. I just created a gym bag that was released today. I personalize everything. So if it's something that you don't see on the site, you know, just bring it to my attention, and I'm more than open and welcome to adding it. Other than that, I mean, that's me.
And you're not going to get that from any other brand. Did you hear that? You can custom... call Nike and say, see what your ticket gonna be on Nike if you tell them you want to customize them. So hey, this is I'm talking about a very unique thing that she does, where she interacts with the her audience and her customers, where you can actually customize with your logo, your ideas, your colorization, anything you want to do, full customization. You can bring an idea to her, trust me, and she'll bring it to life. Yes. She'll take it from there. Now I know that you are, like I say, former basketball player. Okay. I can't let you go without two questions.
Okay.
What's somebody in the WNBA right now when you looking like, she a problem?
Oh.
You don't have to be, it could be more than one, but just one that you see right now in the WNBA that you like, man, she a problem.
Man, only one I follow is Brittany Griner.
Oh, she a dog. I seen her drop step and bang on somebody just the other day. That's a good post player. So, I feel that I should have expected that answer. Yeah. Matter of fact, okay,
Brittany Griner.
For the WNBA. Pick me. Who's the winner? Who NBA Finals this year? Who holding up the trophy?
I cannot answer that. I don't follow it.
You don't follow it at all?
Dirk's not playing anymore.
Another pivot point. Man, you biased. You can't do that.
Dirk and Shaq.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Shaq left me first. Now Dirk's gone, so I watch it for the hell of it. So.
Hey, I can respect that. You said I walked away from the game when my guys walked away. I can respect that. So, all right, y'all can follow me at AVG_podcast_9-11. As always, man, I always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're right.
Hey, and before we leave, I'd like to give all my guests a shirt, as a matter of fact. That's why I extra size.
Thank you.
Yeah, got a shirt for you. So, we're going to wrap up on that note, man. 9-11, go.